think that's what port that was. In old time, he used to call it a gallery.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it means.
Any other names for porches like that?
No.
Old-fashioned,
don't you think? I know.
What about to get from the porch to the ground? You have some
steps.
Uh-huh. And in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have
steps to go up that too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You call them steps, then
yeah.
If they're inside or out.
Steps. Some of them call them staircase, and some of them call them steps. They call them staircase or steps, either one.
Uh-huh. If we call it staircase outside?
No, that's steps.
Uh-huh. You know, in the kitchen, did you ever hear of different kinds of kitchens, maybe built separate from the rest of the house or anything like that?
No, you know anything?
I've seen them around St. Martinville, but not around here.
What about... Did you ever hear of people having a little room next to the kitchen where they could store things like canned goods and dishes and things?
They call that a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. That you have inside your house? Next.
They had that on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
It's a little building on the outside.
Uh-huh. What about a little room next to the kitchen where you could store things?
Well, some of them had that too.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what they call that?
No. We used to have them little houses out, what we call a smokehouse, or smoke meat in, you know.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep canned goods or dishes? Where did your family keep those?
Well, in my time, we didn't have no canned goods. Only where we canned ourselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
We kept that in a little house thing next to the big house.
Uh-huh. I guess you mentioned you had a chimney. You know, in the fireplace, that open part, well, like what you have right there.
Uh-huh.
It comes out in front, you call that?
Yeah, that's a chimney.
Uh-huh. Well, what about, you know, this part here, it's sometimes made out of stone or rock.
Yeah. Call that a hearth, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what they call it, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Fireplace, a hearth, fireplace, the most of them they call it. And sometimes we had instead of being built out of brick, it was built out of dirt.
Uh-huh.
But it was built on the outside of the house, and instead of the inside like this one, it was built on the outside,
uh-huh.
And it opened to come in the house.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, what about that part up on the top, what you got the flowers and the lamp
mm-hmm.
sitting on?
Call that a mantelpiece.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the things that you have inside the fireplace, what you could set the wood on?
The old people always call that dog irons.
Uh-huh. Is that what you call it nowadays?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Say, if you were going to start a fire, how would you do that? What kind of wood would you use?
You have to use little cypress, cut it up fine, and
uh-huh.
light the cypress first, and then put the wood on.
Uh-huh. What would you call that cypress cut up real fine?
A shaving.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people taking rich pine?
Yeah.
They
got what they call knotty pine,
uh-huh.
Fat pine.
Mm-hmm.
That starts the fire easy. It lights kind of like kerosene, you see.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of kindling or lightered or?
Kindling.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's meaning of that's just little small wood stuff with you,
uh-huh.
what you burn.
It doesn't have to be pine.
No, it don't have to be pine. Any kind of kindling would burn.
Uh-huh. Say if you take a big piece of wood, you know, real big piece, and set that sort toward the back of the fire.
We call that a back log.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney,